shame. When you're in pain, suddenly you're different. Because when you're in pain, this one doesn't work well. The other one will talk. Yes?
In the hour of pain and death, thou turnest in that direction. How, when thy pain is gone, art thou ignorant? At the time of tribulation, thou hast called unto God. When the tribulation is gone, thou sayest, where is the way?
So, look at you, you change. When you're in pain, you're a different person. How come? They're understanding. When you're desperate, the other one comes out. Therefore, when you're healthy, don't let your ego to stop that other fellow. Yes?
This is because everyone that knows God without uncertainty is constantly engaged in that. While he that is veiled in intellect and uncertainty is sometimes covered and sometimes with his collar torn.
Is it true or not? So look at these two people. Imagine one fellow, a scientific fellow, the other one, a spiritual fellow, okay? This one, who is in love with the life of God, is always like that. The other scientific one, sometimes he understands, sometimes he doesn't. It goes on and off. It's not a steady. It's not constant. Because over there is always argument and questioning and one word is there. Doubt. See, when I'm talking about the believer is doubtless. But scientifically, there is a lot of doubt. Therefore, yes.
The particular intellect is sometimes dominant.
The particular intellect means what? Remember those five stages? Common sense, imagination. Remember that last one was what? Aql, right? First we started with this as Aql and we said Aql is that handmaiden, it's silly, is this and this and this, is all the negativity of this. Then when we wanted to express the deepest version of knowledge in human being, we named it Aql again, intentionally. Then we'll say this is the general one. And this is the little one, the detailed one, the small one, the partially. So this one will be partial logic because we believe in that real logic. Here he's talking about that partial one, Josvi, the little one. We say this one, which is the limited one, this is happening that sometimes is successful, sometimes is not. This is what this is. But the other one, which we call Aql Kull, means the general, the big stuff, the main stuff, that one is not like that. So here is that explanation. You remember that at the beginning of book 2, I said that we'll arrive to that point and you will see that the deepest one, we name it Aql again because it's a loop. It's all one unit. We cannot really divide it. Here he's trying to do that division for you in this story, to somehow divide your ego and spirit to Moses and Pharaoh, which are like this. Each of them needs the other one to have the real meaning, to be complete, right? But they're different. They're like this. He's trying to explain all that in as many ways as he can, and here's the difficult one, yes? And he will tell you that this was the difficult one. Yeah.
The particular intellect is sometimes dominant, sometimes overthrown. the universal intellect is secure from the mischances of time. Mm-hmm. Sell intellect and talent, and by bewilderment, betake thyself to lowliness, O son, not to Bukhara.
Yeah, that's the trick. It's Bukhari, Bukhara. Khari means being low, being pitiful, things like that. He would rhyme these two together. In his time, there are some meanings. Let's forget about all that. Let's concentrate on the point here. The point is what? The point is that, remember, there is one sort of logic which is in your brain, and there is this universal one, right? That universal one is the deepest step of me. Remember these differences. Sell this one, buy the other one. You are tempted to go towards this one, but remember the other one is more important for you. This is what the choice you got. You could go through scientific process of being a doubtful person, or you could ease up over there and try to get the meaning of hat, which is doubtless. And when you get it, period. Yes.
Why have I steeped myself in the discourse, so that from storytelling I have become a story? I become not and a fable in making moan, in order that I may gain influence over them that prostrate themselves in prayer. This is not a story in the eyes of the man of experience. It is a description of an actual state, and it is the presence of the friend of the cave.
Presence of the friend of the cave is a little bit complicated. First of all, present is hal, remember, which is the feeling, the passion, and all of that. The other one is presence, which is the presence of God. Then, yar ghar has nothing to do with cave. Yes, the word cave is there. We will say the fellow cave friend. With that, we could mean those people in that famous cave, or the normal meaning of that, if you are living in a cave with someone else, how is your relationship? You are the closest, you are one, because you are in the same cave. Here, where you say, this is, you know what? Here I'm trying to explain something, and the words are not sufficient here. Why? Why are we arguing? Why are we even talking about this stuff? Because this is our story. We became the story by this storytelling here. This is our story. And in our story, over there he will say, we. Then suddenly he will say, I will vanish. As if I'm talking, I will die out somehow, and I will become a story, a very sad one, to transform myself, to change to something else. Remember the story I'm telling you, if you are a fellow who wants to do something, this is not a story. This is describing hal, feeling, present, and presence, and being together like that. This is what this story is all about. Because at the end of the day, I'm living in a cave with my Pharaoh. We are friends. We are stick together, right? Yes?
That stories of the ancients, which the disobedient apply to the words of the Quran, was a mark of hypocrisy. The man transcending space, in whom is the light of God, Whence is the past, the future, or the present? His being past or future is in relation to thee. Both are one thing, and thou thinkest they are two.
Ah, these two verses, I believe they need a couple of months digging it for any of you. First of all, Lamakan means the spaceless space, the space with no space, which is no space. In that space, which the light of the God is there, there is no past and the future and present. It's not timely. Yes, relevant to you, there is past and future. But when I'm talking about the half, I'm not talking about past and the future or present. I'm talking about a meaning which covers it all on time, talking about the light of God. What do you think about, okay, this, after that, before that? These are all nonsenses. You know why? Because, let me tell you, who is this? No, who is that one? Who is that fellow? You say, look at that fellow. She is the mother to someone. Relative to her daughter, she is mother. Relative to her mother, she is the daughter. Okay, is she the daughter or mother? All at the same time. But her daughter will never call her, oh my daughter, come here. For her, she is the mom, right? For her mom, she's still that little kid. You see how it is? Relevant to the onlooker and relevant to the subject you're bringing in and relevant to the chapter, what other meaning of you will jump out? Which are you? You're all of it. You're something else. Yes.
One individual is to him father and to us son. The roof is below Zayad and above Amir.
It's not Zayad and Amir. It's Zayd or Amr, means Joe and Jack. And I told you this several times that what is this? This is up to us, and this is down to the fellows who are upstairs. So, there is no up and down. There is no this and that. Everything is together. We divide it. Yes?
The relation of below and above arises from those two persons. Mm-hmm. As regards itself, the roof is one thing only. Mm-hmm. These expressions are not similar to that. They are comparison. The old words fall short of the new meaning.
I'm trying to explain it, but as I said, why are we stuck in this wording and stuff? Because that doesn't do the job. Here, I'm not saying this is like that. I say this is an example to understand that. This is how it goes. When I'm bringing an example, You will make that example a subject, as if this is a part of the conversation. No, this is an example. We bring in the examples and all that because the meaning is brand new and the wording and the language is old. Do you remember who invented this language? You did not. You did not. Who did? Stone Ages! Those silly people, they made these old words. But the meaning is always fresh. That's why it's not explainable. That's why I'm telling you a story. I become a storyteller. By that, I become a story myself. And I do and do. And I hope one of these works and you wake up, because this is how it works. The language was made for animal necessity. Language was made for commerce and dictatorship. we want to talk about the spirituality. What can we do?